Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Good morning, people of God. Happy new Thursday. Thank you for tuning in again. It's our Thursday Motivation Podcast, and today we are talking about running with endurance and patience, running the race that God has set before us with endurance and patience. It takes so much to endure on this earth. It takes so much patience to keep the faith, you know. It's not easy, to be fair. It's not easy. Like, everything is just trying to distract you, distract me from running this race perfectly, from winning the race. Lately, I've been reading this book that was gifted to me. So I think it's been 3 weeks it was gifted to me. And it's such an atheist book. And I'm like, what's going on here? Why is this person writing all this stuff? Things like, our brain is God. I mean, like, God is our brain. And he says it's all, you know, the Big Bang Theory is all coincidence, and it's just that nature favored us as Homo sapiens. And I'm like, so why is it especially us that nature favored? And also, why are things so calculated? Why are things so aligning? And I'm like, there must be God behind this. And and that's the God we are talking about, the God who created heaven and earth perfectly. He has a perfect plan for me, and I'm not just gonna think that my brain is doing it all. Yes, my brain has a big capacity, but that's because God has blessed me with that big capacity of brain that is bigger than that of a little ant or of a lion. So I just thank God for the life he has given me as a human being, that I am creative, that I can have a purpose. You know, there's something that comes with being human, and that's purpose. And that's what we can see is being displayed out there everywhere where you look. There you see purpose, and I believe there is God behind this purpose, and that God I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. And I'm just gonna stand to my words and keep to that. And yes, that's it. I think this is part of enduring and being patient in the race that we are in as Christians. And that's also our topic of today. So friends, let us run with endurance and patience the race that God has set before us. We all run the race of life, but there is a special path that God has set for each of us. It is the path of faith. It turns out, however, that we can easily stray from this path or find the race tiring because we are burdened with a weight or sin, or because we read such books that I've talked about. So our weight may be fear, worry, relationships, insecurity, comparison, distraction, or other forms of weight. This can be this can prevent us from consistently walking the path of faith. The weight we carry may prevent us from developing into the fullness of the image of Christ. Perhaps there's that sin that so easily tangles us and aims to slow us down or take us away from our goal. We may want to achieve the things faster because others seem to have reached the goal, unaware that there is no need to be anxious or compare our path with that of others. God has given us a clear path in life to follow with perseverance and without fear or worry. He wants to walk through that path with us. You know, when we walk God's path for us with consistency and patience, he makes sure that everything falls in line with the race he has set for us. And we won't have to forsake God's love for any earthly pursuit or desire. This means that the right opportunities and relationships that are truly meant for us will meet us at the right time without us worrying or giving up or our integrity and love for God. So as we run the race that is set before us, the peace of God will be our precious guide. Amen. So how to run the race of faith with endurance? Number one, focus on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith and of our lives. Number two, recognize the things that prevent you from completing the race. It can be a book like I have already mentioned. So I don't want to mention the name of the book because I'm not going to do advertisement for such book. And lastly, there is no sin too heavy for God to handle. Cast your burden on Him. And I want to leave you with the verse of meditation today on Hebrews 12 verse 1. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Amen. And I pray for you today, even as you have heard today's motivational podcast, that you will receive the spirit of endurance today. You will receive the spirit of patience, because these are two fruits of the spirit, and they shall come upon you today. And all the days of your life, all the days of your purpose here on earth, so that you can run this race that we call journey of life. So God bless you. Have a blessed week. Until next time. Bye-bye.